I'm just saying, bro. Back at it again. Episode 97. I'm Earl.
I'm Staff. Y'all know that spill, man. Go to that YouTube page. Hit that subscribe button. Hit that notification bell. So y'all the first to all our videos.
Get right.
You know, everywhere you can stream a podcast, man. Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, Stitcher, Radio Public. Wherever you listen to a podcast, we there. Type us, search us up. I'm just saying, bro, podcast. But we're going to get right into it because we then missed a lot, but a lot been going on though, bro. So I mean, of course, you know, like we've been doing lately, we're gonna start off with our squads. And I guess I'll go first because I think last episode you was talking about your Cowgirls first, which nobody give a damn about. But anyway, I mean, this week my squad, bro, I was happy. Like I heard a lot of Eagles fans and they was complaining, talking about, well, it was the Lions. Like, what did we really get out of this game? And we got 200 plus rushing yards out of that game. We got the coaches seeing that, oh, wow, the run actually does work. Oh, when you run the ball, you can they complain about, all I hear is people complain about how inaccurate Jalen Hurts is, which he does miss a lot of throws. And his vision, sometimes I'll be like, yo, you need a half a second, and all you had to do is just throw that ball, bro. But at the end of the day, this man is throwing the ball all goddamn game. They running the ball 7 times in a game, 2 weeks in a row. I think in the game against y'all, we ran like 3 times, some crazy like that. Like, I think 2 of them was Jalen Hurts runs. So it's just like, I just don't understand why they just couldn't get this sooner. Like, why do it take this long for y'all to understand that the run game makes it easier? It eases the pressure on Jalen Hurts.
Right.
Then he'll got all the pressure to make him make those big throws all goddamn game. First down, second down. You got him throwing all damn game. Like, bro, let him get into a little rhythm. Let him run a little bit. Let him, if I'm saying, do some QB drills. Whatever you're going to do, design QB runs, get him rolling. Like, we always say, do what the Seahawks did with Russ. It's a blueprint. Thanks. It's easy, man. Build up your defense. You got the running backs. Use them. Like, you got the running backs. You see Boston Scott. Now, I don't like him running between the tackles for a full season, but you see he's effective some games. Like, sometimes he little, and I guess it worked. They can't see him. So, them big dudes, you know, behind them big bodies or whatever. So, I mean, it works, but I don't like to see him, like I said, the whole season, but you can see it works. Get the running backs, get the defense together, and now Jalen Hurts just be a game manager, which I believe he is, and because he's poised. Like, he done shown us. A lot of people don't like that he be coming back at the end of the game when it's garbage time, but he could still get cooked. He could still look bad. He could give up, but he doesn't. He stayed poised, and he still tried to do something. Like, all right, well, I know we got cooked, but I'm at least try. Like, we ain't get cooked by a dub. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we gonna bring this lead down. Like, we ain't having none of that. Of course, we know they playing prevent defense. Everybody knows that. But still, he's executing. That's at the end of the day, he's executing. So it is what it is. But I was just proud of my coaching staff for finally running the ball. And it's just hilarious. And I just wanted to say this. It's hilarious that as soon as Miles Sanders get hurt, they want to run like this. And I think they don't want to pay Miles Sanders. And I was thinking about it, and that's probably like, oh, you thinking about it too much. But no, you really got to think deep with these motherfuckers. Like, I really think they don't want to pay him. Think about it. With the touches he was getting with Doug Peterson, he was going crazy, bro. And we were saying he needed to rock more. We like, yo, Doug Peterson don't run him enough. And now you got Sirianni not using him at all. He want to use Kenny Gainwell because he's a rookie. And then now he want to throw Boston Scott and Jordan Howard in there. I really think that they don't want to pay Miles Sanders. Like, they're like, well, your number is really not up to par with those top running backs, so we'll pay you mid-level. I really think that's what it is, bro. Or they're going to be like, well, we already got other running backs. We got Jordan Howard, and we got Kenny Gainwell. We can draft other running backs. We got these high picks. So basically, you put Miles Sanders in a bind, he's going to be like, well, damn, like, they do got a bunch of picks and all that. They can replace me. Running backs, everybody know running backs is replaceable. Like, that's the easiest position in football to replace. So we see D'Ernest Johnson from Cleveland looking like he top running back or something. Like, he be going crazy. But
So they just need to do whatever with them running backs.
Yeah, but bro, like that's really what I think, bro. I think they didn't want to rock and they don't like running the rock with Miles Sanders because they don't want to pay this man. Like that gotta be what it was. Because the way they ran that rock against the Lions, I was like, wow, bro, this is crazy. This is crazy. Like they couldn't stop us. Imagine if we do that all year and just let Jalen Hurts be Jalen Hurts. Make those couple throws that he don't got to really go crazy. He don't got to be all game. We know he can't read. He not really good at reading. You know, he's a first read quarterback right now, but give him time to develop. Like, let him sit back. You know what I'm saying? Let them run that rock, make it easier on him. So then maybe he will start seeing the field a little better. Obviously, because now the defenses aren't going to be prepared for a fucking – excuse me, but ain't gonna be prepared for a pass every damn play,
right?
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you get a little play action in there. Now look at him, because if you watch the games, when he has a clean pocket and he stays in the pocket, he be throwing some dimes. He throws some dots. It's just when he get frantic. As soon as that pocket start collapsing, he get frantic and he automatically rush out, and that's his problem right now. He need to learn, like, calm down, stay in the pocket. It's gonna hold. It's gonna hold. But and if it don't, I mean, you need to learn to get the ball out of your hands faster.
Yeah. I mean, he's a young quarterback, bro. But I mean, y'all did what y'all supposed to do. Y'all executed the game plan. I mean, like you said, they finally came out and ran the ball, like you've been saying all season. Like we've been saying on here all season. I mean,
shout out to Jordan Howard getting called up on the practice squad, getting two touchdowns, 60 yards. Just he did what I said. Fall four, five, 6 yards every time he on the field. Every time he touched that ball, I said it.
He did. Insane. He definitely did. Boston Scott had two TDs too. I mean, y'all was going crazy. So, I mean, you just gotta give Hurts. You gotta give him the right game plan, bro. You can't come out and expect to throw the ball 50 times with Jalen Hurts and win every game. You might win some of them if you're forced to throw and then he plays well, but you don't need to do that with him every game, bro.
Facts.
You got running backs. He's a young quarterback, still technically a rookie, I guess. Well, maybe not at this point, depending on what week we on, but,
right.
You know, he's still young, bro. He only been in the league for a year, for real, for real. Well, playing anyway.
Like 12, I think it's been 12 games, if I'm not mistaken, 12, 13 games. So, hey, bro, he ain't even played a full season. He looking good to me. Oh, yeah. Before we start talking about that and you start talking about your Cowgirls, shout out to the defensive coordinator, Jonathan Gannon, too, because he finally start blitzing. Like, he finally stopped playing zone. That too high sit cornerbacks 10 yards off the fucking receivers. He finally stopped playing that defense. And look what our defense did. We got playmakers. That's what you can see. Even our young boys, we have playmakers.
Y'all do.
Let these linebackers run downhill. Hit them gaps. He finally, TJ Edwards. Shout out to TJ Edwards and our young boy, Davion Taylor. Shout out to them. They was aggressive, hitting every hole down, straight downhill. Thank you, because they obviously don't understand that zone. They don't get it. Let them just attack the quarterback. Please. Yes, because, bro, they just don't get it. But that's the last thing I had to say about my squad. But shout out to them, man. That blowing out the worst team. I mean, it. You know, like I said, I liked it because we actually ran the ball. We can take that on to this week. But, you know, hey, man, take it with a grain of salt. It's the Lions.
I mean, y'all did, like I said, y'all did what y'all supposed to do, man. Y'all could have came out and blew that game, for real, for real. At least y'all took care of business. I mean, there's plenty of teams that could have or would have blew that game. Like, you know?
It's the NFL. It's the NFL at the end of the day.
Exactly. So y'all did what y'all did. Y'all had
the Jets. The Jets beat the Bengals. I was like, it's the NFL. Like, and he give him Sunday.
I thought that was over. I thought the Bengals had that in the, I don't know.
In the bag. But, yeah. You know, get to your girls.
I mean, we can talk about the Cowboys. I mean, I don't, you know.
Because you said something off camera. You get crazy. I just like, that's crazy. You said.
I said we won 20-16. And I said, what did I say? I said I wasn't surprised that we won, for real, for real. Because if it's any quarterback that I'd rather see, if it's any quarterback I'd rather see with my backup quarterback, it's Kirk Cousins. He's very high on the list. He's probably top two, top three, maybe number one. Like, he's up there. He's definitely top three at the least. So, I mean, if that's what we got to see, if that's what we got to see without Dak, You know, we got the job done. Defense still was the defense. You playing against Kirk Cousins, you shut him down. How you supposed to do for real, for real? I mean, you gave up the one bomb to who was that, Thielen, that we gave it up to? Yeah, I think it was Thielen. So,
yeah.
I believe it was Thielen. He went crazy. But, yeah, I don't know, bro. I don't really know what you want me to say. Like, I feel like we did what we were supposed to do.
You expected y'all to win. I just think that's crazy. Like, you know, the funny part that you say, Kirk does and stuff, we all know he don't show up, you know, in the primetime games. But come on, bro. He been playing all right.
That's cool. He always playing all right. Kirk Cousins.
That's fact.
This is exactly what I was saying. If you got Kirk Cousins, like you might have him on your fantasy team, but you still could give up. You know, some weeks he's not going to play well.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He might be a top 10, top 5 quarterback at different points in the season, but you know, eventually he's going to have some stinkers, and that's what it comes down to.
And yeah, unfortunately.
It wasn't really like a super stinker, but he just couldn't break it. I mean, it just was what it was. I mean,
maybe our defense is just really like that.
Maybe. I will say one thing, though. I expected us to still be able to run the ball, so I didn't really care. I thought we was going to run the ball for like 200, 250 yards between Zeke and Pollard, a bunch of short, like dump-off passes as well. Like, I thought we was going to get stuff like that off. We really didn't do a lot of that. Cooper Rush was really trying to pass the ball. Like, we ran the ball to make sure that we kept him honest, obviously, because you don't have Dak. But it was a lot of throwing down the field, a lot more than I thought. But, I mean, I guess that's what you do when they're giving you one-on-one matchups. They daring you to throw the ball at certain points. Yeah. But you keep picking up first down, so.
He surprised me. And then Mike McCarthy, he surprised me. He surprised me because a little trick play with Cedric Wilson and all that. He had a big game, bro. He snapped for y'all.
Yeah, but, if it was anybody that was going to blow that game, it was definitely Mike McCarthy or Cooper Rush. And Cooper Rush didn't blow it.
Yeah.
And either
but Mike they McCarthy. Held it. They held it together. He held it together.
Facts. We got a little W. Let Dak get some rest. Hopefully he can come back next week. If not, you know, we might take an L or something. And then, yeah, you know, we'll go forward from there. But he coming back.
Yeah, please.
We gotta make sure. I don't even know. Let me check that. I'll check that right now. Who do we play? We play the Broncos.
I know we play the Chargers.
We play the Broncos.
I'm not scared of them, but I don't know. How the Justin Herbert a bad boy. I don't know, bro. Keenan Allen and Mike Williams. But hey, Slay been going crazy though. I have to give Slay his
going crazy. But he can only guard one person.
Facts. Steven Nelson be getting exposed.
Yeah.
He been playing good, but he been like reaching. I mean, he been reaching too much. Like, he been gambling way a little bit too much for me, but they've been holding it together. Our secondary been holding together like as much as they can. Like, I mean,
right.
No safeties, but hey.
Yeah. I mean, look, man. 6-1. We might. I don't know. I'm really not scared of Denver if we don't have Dak either, honestly. Their secondary is better.
Yeah.
But I'm still not really scared. I think the game plan will go a little different next week, though, if Dak don't play. I think we're running the ball regardless, though. We have to. You got two running backs, you got to set the tone. You got a good offensive line, you got to set the tone.
Yeah. Y'all definitely got to run the shit, especially since the crazy-ass Denver Broncos and traded Von Miller. That's crazy. I got to cook them just for trading Von Miller.
They definitely traded Von Miller. They out of pocket for that.
And the Rams is crazy, bro. Like, they literally don't have no picks. Like, yo, they out of line. Like, they out of line. Like, yo, what is – like, y'all have no future. But they kind of do, though. That's the crazy part. Like, then I guess they L.A. Some people going to want to play for them. So.
They said they don't need no picks.
Yeah, I guess not. They said we want veterans. Like, that's wild, bro. Aaron Donald and Von Miller on the same squad. Even though Von Miller's still not the same guy, he ain't got to be. If you got them dogs down there with him, it's going to make it 10 times easier, man. I don't know, man. That might have – I ain't going to say it like it boosted their chances all crazy, but it definitely going to help. Their defense going to be out of line.
Right.
Whoever got their defense in fantasy, woo!
Yeah. I mean, you still – I felt they was going to try to go get another corner, but I don't know. We'll see. Von Miller, that add more to your pass rush. So if the quarterback can't get the ball off, which you need another corner for, I guess.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Shit, for real, they got no time. That's gonna be spooky.
Right. Yep, the Rock is playing hard tonight. I told you they was.
Yeah, they gonna cover.
It's early. It might just be a 10
and a half.
This early, it might just be a high scoring affair.
Bro, they gonna cover, bro. Fourth quarter, watch. The Lakers always crumble in the fourth quarter.
That's real. And Russ got 6 points already. Talk about that. But anyway, the Packers and the Cardinals, man, that was a good job. I watched that. I watched most of that, I believe. Yeah, I did. Packers and the Cardinals was a good job, but Kyler ended up getting hurt at the end. He probably was hurt the whole time, but he just was trying to play through it. But
no, he got hurt on that tackle, bro. When he was run, like when that when he tried to get that first down and he, that he didn't get mm-hmm. that they gave to him, that was crazy. But that's when he got hurt. Boy tripped him up or whatever and hit his ankle or whatever. But that was a crazy game. AJ Green is out of line because
he wasn't even looking for the ball, bro.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, it's like, come on, bro. He looking at the jumbo. Like, you big in it, looking at the jumbotron, bro. Like, what the fuck? Like, you on the field, bro. You supposed to be – you a part of the play, bro.
Exactly.
And my thing is, like, damn, you AJ Green. You know D-Hop not on the field. You AJ Green, bro. Who you think they going to? Who you think they going to go to? Like, I'm lost. Like, where did the communication, like, get lost in that? Like, that's wild. Like, that's wild. Like, I ain't never seen that like that. Like, I'm like, he come back like, I'm like, AJ, what you doing? Fact. But that game was crazy. That game was crazy. Green Bay was trying to get that joint up. But, hey, man. Yeah, like I said, AJ Green folded. So,
yeah, James Conner ran.
Now, it's no undefeated team.
Right.
It's no undefeated teams now. So, I mean, hey, if that D-Hop injury going to linger, that's going to be trouble for the Cardinals. But at the end of the day, they got all them weapons. I think that'll be all right. They just got to implement Rondell more into the offense. I feel like if you lose D-Hop, you got to use that dude. That dude is a weapon, man. You call that shit. Hey, yo, he is fast, bro. Like, as soon as he get the ball, you know he about to do something with it. You know he is.
Rondell like that, bro.
Yeah.
The bull Tony from the Giants like that too, bro.
What's his name?
Tony, Kadarius Tony.
You talking about, Kadarius Tony? Yeah. As soon as you get the ball, you could tell. It's like some of them players, like, you know, like they just got that it. Like
they just look the ball, different, like, bro. They catch the ball and it look like they be in slow-mo, bro. That's what it be. They catch the ball and it look like they be moving in slow-mo how much they be doing when somebody else just trying to tackle them. Like, it should be looking crazy, bro.
Real rap.
There's certain players that just
they got vision that just different. Be way better. Like,
they just got different
gear. I think CD too, Lamb.
Bro. CD like that too.
CD Lamb.
Different gear.
Cooper Kupp. It's Cooper a couple Cup niggas.
For sure.
Like that.
He got different gear. For sure. Shit. Cooper Kupp. Definitely. Yo, it's so many tough players, bro. Both leagues are in good hands, the NFL and the NBA. That was random, but I had to say it. You start naming players, my mind started going everywhere. It's a lot of different players for sure. But, yeah, they got D-Hop injury. What, he got a hammy?
Yeah. He kept trying to come in the game and all that, so he might have re-aggravated it or whatever the case may be.
So him and Amari going through the same thing, basically, because Amari went out during the game and then came back. So they're going through the same shit. I mean, I feel like
– I dig it. John, will your team to victory?
Yeah. I mean – I think Amari should relax. He already had the one injury, and now he got the hammy. I think D-Hop should relax too, but I think D-Hop should relax because they can afford him to relax. Maybe if Kyler be Kyler and do Kyler things, they could still win with the receivers they got. You still got Christian Kirk. You still got Rondell Moore. You still got A.J. Green. You picked up Zach Ertz. You still got two running backs. Like, they got a squad. Their defense playing well, so – I think they could afford a week without D-Hop to try to get back.
Yeah, especially because you're going to need him for the playoffs. Like, I'll be like, listen, bro, we can – even if we lose this game, bro, we 7-1 or 6-1, whatever they are. Listen, we can lose one game, and we just need you to be healthy, bro.
Facts, that's what I'm saying. We need you for the playoffs. We don't need you getting injured during that part of the season, basically, for real. Like,
Real that's shit. What I feel like. The worst fucking thing. They whole season going to crumble.
Right.
Speaking of seasons crumbling, Derrick Henry.
Yeah, bro.
That's the big news. That's the real big news. And I'm hurt. I'm hurt. Jump. That's my first round pick.
Yeah, bro.
I'm sick. Bro, I might be the only guy. I wonder if anybody else out there dealing with the same hurt that I'm dealing with. I got Chris Carson, Clyde Edwards-Hilaire, and Derrick Henry all on IR on the same team. Like, all my top picks. Like, all of them. Thank God. Y'all was sleeping on Chris Godwin and Cooper Kupp. Oh, my God. Thank God. Because without them, my team would be nothing. My team would be nothing without them.
And thank God that y'all was sleeping on everybody I picked up in free agency. Because
yeah, Michael Pittman's crazy.
Got my team looking all right. Michael Pittman.
Is the number one receiver. Watch how high he going to go next year. That's
cool. And I ain't taking him. I just need him this year. I just need him for this year.
Yeah, prove you worthy.
We was definitely sleeping on Cooper Kupp and Chris Godwin. Chris Godwin was there in like the fourth, fifth round, wasn't he?
I think it was later than that, if I'm not mistaken, bro. Because I think I got all my running backs first, and then I got my wide receivers, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I took a lot of running backs too. I ain't take a wide receiver to the fourth round. That's where I got Amari Cooper and all my running
maybe
backs.
Maybe that's what it was. It probably was the fourth.
Running backs, cheese butt.
Right, was it?
Gibson hurt. Mike Davis, cheese butt.
Yeah, but we going on a tangent, bro. We not talking about baseball. Derrick Henry, bro. That's crazy for the Titans, though. And they talking about they signed an AP, bro. Like, I mean, AP, listen, that's my guy. My favorite running back of all time. But that ain't enough. He ain't no damn Derrick Henry.
That ain't it.
That ain't it. That ain't it, Chief. I'm sorry. It ain't gonna work. But he did have a nice little year with Detroit last year. I think he ran for like 600-something yards. And then when he was playing for Washington, I think he had 1,000-yard season, if I'm not tripping. So he still ran hard, but, I mean, you know, a little 3.9 yards, 4 yards a carry. That's all right. I just like I'm more interested in the boy Jeremy McNichols, because I went Julio and AJ Brown was out. He had like 10 receptions. So, and you know what's crazy? I had him for 3 weeks on my team and I just dropped him for Darius Slayton. Darius Slayton, bro. I dropped him for Darius Slayton because I'm like, bro, this is exactly why I dropped him. This is exactly what I said. I said, what the fuck do I got Derrick Henry back up for? I'm handcuffing a dumbass, but that's a dumbass handcuff. That's literally what I said, and I dropped him. And then the next week, he's out for 6 to 10 weeks. I say, yeah, that's my fault. I should have just kept him. Like, I don't know why I dropped him. Like, why not keep the handcuff? Like, why not?
Well, I mean,
all your other running backs is hurt.
You got the bread to pick him back up. You be all right.
I'm going to have to spend all my bread. You know everybody going to try to go after him, bro. Everybody's going to go after him. I'm about to put up the rest of my bread for him. I'm about to pull a James. I'm going to have to pull a James.
Not this guy. Y'all got it.
I'm going to have to, bro.
I'm broke, baby. But yeah, bro. I'm broke. I'm sick for Derrick Henry. That's a bad jump. But,
yeah, because he was definitely going to take the title too. Again, man.
Yeah, Jameis done for the season too. So that's another hurt piece.
Sign Cam Newton, New Orleans. They talking about they not interested in him. What is up with everybody trying to play Cam Newton like this? Like, I'm lost. What did he do?
Maybe they're not interested in him.
Like, what did this man
do? I don't know what he did, but maybe they're not interested.
I'm just saying though, bro. Like, come on, that was the MVP of the league. Like, we're not gonna act like this man ain't talented. He can't lead a talented team to the playoffs, Super Bowl possibly with his talent, bro. Like, come on, bro.
Oh no, I agree with you 100%. But
Patriots would have been way better off with him. We know that. Mac Jones is doing his job, but come on, bro.
It's obvious he did something to somebody because he can't land a job. So
maybe he's not vaccinated.
Maybe not, and he not D-hop, so he can't be not vaccinated.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with that. But
you know how that go.
Yeah, they pick and choose with that.
Absolutely. You know how they do. But what other games we talking about, man? It was a couple other
good. I just want to bring up the fact that the Chiefs was trash.
I watched that. You said the who?
The Chiefs is trash. We ain't got to talk about it. I'm just going to say they trash. And it's crazy that Pat Mahomes is leading the league in turnovers. That is wild. But that Titans and Colts game was stupid.
So, I mean, Pat, he having a bad season. They going to figure it out. Maybe not this year. It'll be next year, though. He ain't about to just be trash. It's Pat Mahomes we talking about.
I know he ain't about to look trash, but he been looking it. I ain't never thought I would say this in the same sentence. But Pat Mahomes this season, through these couple games, jeez, but
shit, I don't disagree with you, but he gotta get right, bro. I don't know. I feel like they gotta get
cheese, but yeah, it's nothing you can say.
They gotta get somebody else involved, bro. Like, I don't know what it is in the defense. They trying to get better. They got somebody. They got the linebacker from what's his name? They got a linebacker from somewhere.
Melvin Ingram.
From yeah. The Steelers. Yep. Melvin Ingram. They grabbed him. So they're trying to get a little bit better on defense at the deadline, I guess. But
that ain't gonna help, man.
I mean, you always need an extra linebacker that can pass rush. But yeah, that ain't gonna do nothing too crazy. That's just one of them Jones. You like, all right, I hope he can make a little impact.
They traded one of their linemen, their offensive linemen, and they wound up getting defensive linemen or linebacker or whatever. I don't know. I don't understand. Your offense, both of them is looking bad. Offense and defense is looking bad because they just keep turning the damn ball over, and everybody is using that too high safety on them, letting Tyreek just run through the little zone or whatever, catch the passes, but you ain't getting nothing over the top. Like, that's chalk. You're not beating us. Like, so that's what they've been doing. And they've been shutting Travis Kelce. They've been shutting him down, like, as much as you can shut him down. You know what I'm saying? But they've been shutting him down, bro. And then everybody know they're not running the ball. So it's like, at this point, now it's all up to Pat Mahomes. He trying to be Superman. And, bro, you're doing too much, bro. Calm down, bro. Like, relax. Yeah,
throwing all types of wild interceptions and fumbling and all types of shit.
Yeah.
He just out here.
I do, like I said, I get it because he trying to do a lot. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, then the defense, like, they defense always out there, so it's, of course they gonna be trash. They was already trash when they wasn't out there a lot. So
right, that's real. I mean, hey, we gonna see, bro.
Brown just
hit
hard.
It's hard to count out Pat Mahomes, bro. It's hard for me to count him out, but it's not looking good at all. It's not looking good at all for sure. Definitely agree there.
Brown just hit a three.
Yeah. These dudes trying to win this game. Shout out to Matt Stafford too, bro. They looking like they going to the NFC chip.
I don't know. It might be Rams, Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay might not get there because their defense.
Rams, Tampa or Rams. Packers.
That too.
Shit. That too. Or Rams, Cardinals. I like the Rams to get there though, bro. For some reason, that team looked crazy. I think Sean McVay want that shot again.
Yeah, bro. That's why I think they're going all in. Like, obviously, they got Von Miller. They like, look, we're going to do it right this time. Like, we right. got our quarterback that we wanted. Our defense is still good, stacked. We gonna win this, John, because we should have won. They should have won that one against Tom Brady. I wish they would have, but
right.
They folded. That was one of the worst Super Bowls I ever watched.
They definitely should have, and that shit didn't work out that way.
Dude, this year is going to be crazy, though, bro. The playoffs going to be wild because I feel like it's, like you just said, like it's so many teams that they might – that could get there. And it's football, like we said. Like, any night could be somebody night and knock the motherfuckers out of there. Tampa Bay, Chiefs, get up out of there. Like, I was low-key thinking, but I don't want to jinx it. It might be the Ravens low-key their year. They dealt with all the running back stuff and all of that, and they still doing the damn thing. You got – Bron snapping. They still doing the damn thing. You got Le'Veon, Devontae Freeman, and the dude from New Orleans. That was his name. Don't even matter. But you got them three out there, and you still got the boy Tyson Williams. He finally got Rashad Bateman back. Sammy Watkins about to come back. Hollywood Brown snapping. Feel like he finally came into his own.
All right.
Maybe. Mark Andrews is Mark Andrews. Is it time? Is it time? It might be time. I don't hear nobody talking about the Ravens. You peep that? Like, nobody saying nothing about the Ravens. Ain't nobody bringing the Ravens up. The Ravens might get – they can make it there. They just – Lamar showing us that he can be clutch. So, let's see in the playoffs.
The Ravens, I like that pick, bro. I'm trying to think. I like that pick. Buffalo is the obvious one, but I do like that pick, bro. I know. I see it. Talk to me.
He talking about talk to me. Brian, acting unusual. We're going to pull it up. 2 threes. Okay, first half.
He's acting completely unusual. Whole different whoa. But Kevin Porter ain't hit no three yet.
I know, right? Because Kenyon Martin Jr. drawn. He been right. Snapping.
Facts. Brown got 2 threes, 12 points. Oh, he's going crazy. But yeah, bro, we got a I don't know. I like the Bills. I like the Ravens.
The Bills, too, obviously. I call them the most complete team in the NFL. So, yeah, I forgot about them. But I'm just saying, like, the Ravens, bro, they could be a sneaky team because nobody talking about them. And Lamar is playing good. They got their running game. They still on that streak, I think. So,
right.
I don't know, bro.
Yeah, bro.
They secondary could hold up. They ain't got the worst secondary. They secondary could hold up.
It's looking like – it's really looking like it's between those. Because I'm trying to think who else from the AFC. I mean, the Bengals looked all right before they just lost to the Jets.
Yeah, I don't believe in the Chargers yet.
I don't either, not yet. For some reason, there's something missing. Something missing. I don't know what it is.
And the Bengals – Joe Burrow with Jamar Chase, he just got too many weapons, bro. It's just – it's not fair. He got way too many weapons out there.
Yeah, because Tyler Boyd getting treated like a stepchild now, and he tough.
That's crazy, right? That's wild. Like, I'm like, yo, why this man – I'm thinking he might get traded at the deadline or something. Like that is wild.
It's a couple teams I was hoping he went to at the deadline. Anybody that could have used the slot receiver, for real, that's actually going to use the slot receiver.
Eagles could have used him.
Oh, that's a fact. But I would have hated that because he'd have been super tough.
I would like that.
He'd have been open all the time.
Yeah.
He'd have been open all the time on the Eagles. That's for real.
Yeah, bro. Devontae and him on the other side.
Yeah, bro. I'm looking like outside of that, the Chiefs, if Pat and them could get it together, I'm trying to think of who else. Maybe the Browns, if they could get it together.
Nah.
I don't know. They still got two.
Baker's trash.
They still got two fire running backs. I don't know what it is. Them running backs.
They don't.
They going to come
What's
back.
What's the name on IR, bro?
Who?
But they do got the boy, D'Ernest Johnson. He's snapping.
You talking about Kareem Hunt?
Yeah.
He coming back, IR. Bro, ain't he?
Yeah.
They be all right.
Chubb hurt right now. He played last week, though, but they be all right. You right. That's cool. But I just don't believe in Baker.
They told Kareem Hunt to wait to the playoffs. I don't believe in Baker in the playoffs yet either, but with the way the AFC looking, I could see them possibly somehow sneaking to an AFC chip.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe if he start throwing the Odell. If he don't start throwing the Odell, I don't see it happening.
Yeah, we could talk about that too if you wanted to, bro. They definitely got to get Odell the ball, man.
I mean, it ain't nothing to talk about. I just thought it was funny that his pop put out that video, that 11-minute video. Like, yo, I literally watched the entire 11-minute video. Yo, that man really be open.
Nah, he do.
And Baker just be looking him off. And it's just, it's at this point, it's clear. Like, if you watch that video, I urge everybody, like if you got free time, go watch that, John. Like, it's crazy. I've never seen a wide receiver be that open that many times in games. Like, I'm talking about it'd be one game, like, and he'd be open the entire game. I'm talking about every game, Odell could probably been 100 plus yards. Like, that's how open he'd be. Like, I'm not exaggerating. Like, he'd be wide open. And Baker be looking at him, rolling to his side. He's in his vision. He can see him. He throwing over his head. And when he do see Odell, and Odell's like completely wide open, he overthrows him. He underthrows him. Or throws it out of bounds. Every time. But let him throw to Donovan Peoples-Jones. Let him throw to Jarvis Landry.
That joke gonna be on target too, for sure.
I don't like Odell, I'm telling you.
It might be, bro. I don't know what that is. They gotta get that together, though. Because Odell, I think Odell still got something left in the tank. I don't think he just up and lost all his talent now. Now, is he injury prone? Hell yeah.
If you see how wide open he be.
That's what I'm saying, bro. That's exactly what I'm saying. Now, is he injury prone? Yes. But did he just up and lose all his talent, just wake up without it one day? No, that's dead. He still can play. I was hoping he got traded to Green Bay, okay? That would have been nice. But
oh, that would have been beautiful, man.
Yeah, it would have. But it didn't happen, so.
Let's go, Melo.
Melo.
One more, Melo. One more. It's only the second quarter.
Yeah, that Texas Kuchon was crazy, too. I shout out to Wentz for coming down in that fourth quarter, too. I didn't think he was going to be able to do it. Came down and scored.
But listen, but then in OT, Wentz was Wentz. And even in the fourth quarter, bro, that dude was trying to lose the game. Yo, bro, Wentz is just – his problem is he always doing too much. He think too much, bro. Like, it's all – that's his problem, bro. Nah, he got the talent. He got the orange strength. He got it, bro. He just need to, like, relax. He's a knockoff Pat Mahomes. All the crazy stuff Pat Mahomes be doing and all that stuff, I feel like, and I'm not talking about with the pass, and I'm just saying, like, the risk in it. Like, yo, why did you throw that there? Like, what are you doing?
Knockoff Mahomes.
Why would you throw the ball up? Yeah, that's what he is, though, bro. He's a knockoff Mahomes. Like, he be trying to do too much. Like, relax. Just relax. Like, bro, why would you throw that ball up in the air? I understand you can't take the safety at that time. I get it. But, bro. You going to just throw the ball up in the air? Then he just threw it up for anybody. Like, yo, somebody catch this joint. Yo, I hope it's the squad. Somebody going to get it. Those are pick six. I'm like, this guy is ridiculous. But, hey, he ain't on my squad no more. I just don't want him to get benched.
Yeah, you
just don't get benched, bro.
You need that pick, huh?
Ooh, and we really don't, because the crazy part is we got our pick, the Dolphins pick. That's probably both going to be top five picks. You think about the Dolphins trash, I don't think we're going to have that successful season anymore. It's not looking too good.
Yeah.
But who knows? Who knows, though? Who knows? But I don't think so. So we might have two top 10 picks to whatever the case may be. Three top 10 picks. Who knows?
Yeah, that's real. Yo, this game is hilarious, bro. All types of stuff just start happening. They didn't even inbound the ball. Like, Christian Wood just straight grabbed the ball and started running up. Bro, it's gonna be on Shaq and the Fool. It gotta be. It's gonna be on Shaq and the Fool, but it's gonna be on the refs for not calling it. That's
they
it.
Got a three out of it, though.
Facts.
They got a three out of it. That's the crazy
wide part. Open John out of it. That's hilarious. But yeah, bro. Wentz.
I needed that though.
Wentz is always gonna be Wentz. I mean, shout out to the Colts for y'all, I guess. They helped y'all out. Good looking.
Bro, they blessed us.
Yeah, for sure.
Bless us, beloved. He said, yeah, "Let me bless you, beloved."
Facts. Like, yeah, bro. I'm trying to think of what else I had for the what else specifically I had for football. Justin Fields was trying to go crazy. He had 100 rush yards. That was pretty wild.
Yeah, he the real deal. But we already talked about that.
Yeah, that's not just that. Breeze past.
He missing David Montgomery too, but at the same time, that dude Khalil Herbert is all right.
He is all right.
Yeah, all right.
Jaguars, like, Seahawks. Seahawks really cooked them. That was a bad job.
Which was expected.
Right. But I don't know. I ain't expect Geno to go crazy like that, but he did. So hey. That's Geno for you. That's Gino for you. God damn.
Yeah, but
3 for 3, 17 points.
And Sixers news, though. I just wanted to shout out the Sixers, too. Before we go, I just wanted to shout out the Sixers real quick. They looking marvelous. They looking marvelous. You feel me? And I'm loving it. Now, I know what everybody going to say. Oh, just bring Ben Simmons back to it, and it's going to be even better. No. Keep that. Pansy where he is, wherever he at in his individual workouts, doing whatever he doing, whoever he chilling with, talking to, I don't care. Leave the pansy with the pansies, okay? We gonna trade him by December. We gonna get rid of him. But listen, I like what I saw, especially last night from our bench players and all that. Daryl Morey, He done did it again because George Niang and Andre Drummond was snapping, yo. Andre Drummond had 14-14, 7 assists, like 3 blocks. He had like 5 steals, like 2-3 blocks. Like, bro, he was acting insane. Like, come on, bro. Like, you acting crazy. And then George Niang, he was out there. I ain't know he was built like that. I mean, I seen him in Utah. You know, he had his little tick. You know, I thought he was just a shooter. Like, he's out there bodying, getting and-ones, all that. Tyrese Maxey, he played defense and he cooked. Like, and he trying to learn how to play the point guard position. Like, but he's a scorer. But, bro, he was running the offense, bro, running those pick and rolls with Andre Drummond, bro. It was looking beautiful, bro. I just wanted to shout out my squad real quick because I love it so far.
Nah, definitely looking good, bro. I'm happy with what I seen, too. Obviously, you know, the team record-wise in the regular season is probably always going to be better with Ben Simmons. But, I like that we getting to develop some new lineups, some new rotations, all types of different stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad that Maxey's getting the minutes that he's supposed to. You know what I'm saying? Drummond, when Embiid not there, he's there.
Yeah.
Even when he is there, he's still coming off the bench trying to grab rebounds.
We don't lose nothing with him coming out there. Like, we don't lose much, obviously.
We lose offense, obviously, but we not losing that presence down there for real, because he's going to rebound. He's going to attempt to block shots.
Yeah, even though he get cooked sometimes, but yeah. He give effort. Then he give steals. He be, like, that's what I like. He be in the passing lanes. Now, I didn't know he was like that. Like, now that I get the chance to watch him every night, like, I ain't know Andre Drummond was like this. Like, he got vision, bro. Like, he really be kicking the ball. Like, I be like, yo, what the? Like, some of his passes be wow. I be like, yo, I ain't know he had that. When he get that in his bag?
He got that, John, bro.
Yeah, for sure.
Got that, John. That's the UConn product.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. But yeah, bro. Shout out
to Daryl Morey, man.
Sure. Shout out Daryl Morey. Shout out Tyrese Maxey, man. Shout out me. He ain't been going crazy yet, but y'all just relax. He ain't been going super crazy yet, but just relax. This is what we need. We need him to not have to go super crazy yet. Relax.
Our offensive ratings are all top in the league, bro. I think number one, to be honest with you, bro. Now maybe after tonight they not, but
it's definitely
number one. We top three.
Yeah, definitely. Sure, but.
Oh my God, paperclip.
Yeah, paperclip Davis. That mean he about to snap. You seen the jump? They said every time he get hurt, he be snapping. He gotta get hurt in the game first to be snapping. AD going for 35 tonight, confirmed. Yep, rolled the ankle. He going for 35, bro.
Oh my God, he drives me crazy, bro. He drives me crazy.
He going for 35, bro. You good?
He's a big goofy, bro.
And that was all his fault because he barreled in the ball.
Yeah, big goofy.
He going for 35, bro. Watch these free throws. Knock down. Schmack. Oh, he was.
Donga. Donga.
Hey, Donga. Wow, he trashed. Like, no, but yeah, bro. Shout out to the Sixers. Shout out to Miles Bridges, looking like the most improved player. He playing crazy. Even with Terry Rozier back now, he showing us that he got something else to his game. He had like 8 assists the last 2 games. Since Terry Rozier came back,
he's trying to get to that bag.
That's what I'm saying, bro. He's showing you. All right, the other scorer back now. I don't have to score 26 a night, 27 a night no more. I can pass the ball too. I got a bunch of killers with me. Like they all here trying to get to a bucket too. So, I mean.
Yeah.
They looking good, bro.
He gonna get that back.
Yeah, for sure. Melo, Miles Bridges, Terry Rozier back. Gordon Hayward still out there. Like, they looking
good. Besides the Grizzlies, they might have one of the best young squads.
Oh, for sure.
In the Rockets, of course, too. But
yeah.
They gonna be crazy.
We gonna see, man. I like it a lot.
All right, man, we can get out of here, bro. I'm trying to finish watching this game, man. It's going popping. I ain't expected to be this popping.
Where we're at. I'm going to get out of here, man. Holla at y'all.
Yeah, man. It's episode 97, man. We out of here.
Yes, sir.